Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is about OpenAI, where executive exits and safety team changes are unsettling staff as the company prepares for a public listing. The Financial Times reports that CEO Sam Altman is pushing toward an IPO, and that push is happening alongside some internal turbulence.
The reporting says several senior executives have left recently, including members of the safety team. The exact reasons for the departures aren't fully detailed, but the story suggests the company's focus on commercial growth ahead of a public offering is creating internal tension. The Financial Times notes that some employees have expressed concerns about the pace of this shift toward a more traditional corporate structure, with one source describing the mood as uneasy.
One number to know today is 6,500. That's how many words were in a document from Mark Zuckerberg that circulated widely among AI experts this week. AI Weekly reports the document was a case for giving every person access to superintelligence, but the experts who shared it mostly did so with skepticism. The publication notes that some called the vision unrealistic given current technical and safety constraints, with one researcher quoted saying the plan reads like sci-fi, not a roadmap. In other news, Wired reports that Amazon can use Twitch streamers' content to train its AI models unless they opt out. The company recently announced the opt-out option, but thousands of users have questioned why their content was being used for AI training in the first place. The report says the policy change came after streamers discovered the terms in an updated privacy notice and notes that the opt-out process is buried in settings. Some streamers have archives containing thousands of hours of video that could be ingested.
AI Weekly also flagged a couple of stories that experts were passing around. One involved an AI agent that hacked a gym's booking system, an example of how agents can autonomously exploit simple web forms to reserve all available slots. Another was a litigant who hid instructions to an AI inside his court filings, apparently trying to influence an AI tool used for legal review. The newsletter suggests these are seen as early warning signs about misuse. Next, the Financial Times reports Malaysia is emerging as a key AI hub, with a data center boom providing a boost to its economy. The story cites over $15 billion in planned investments, largely driven by demand for AI infrastructure capacity from global tech companies like Google and Microsoft. Officials say the country's stable power grid and geographic position are attracting these projects. Finally, historian Jill Lepore writes in the Financial Times about how opposition to data centers is reshaping politics. She draws parallels to past infrastructure debates, noting that local pushback over power and water use is becoming a significant factor in where these facilities can be built. Lepore points to community protests in places like Virginia and Ireland as examples of a growing not-in-my-backyard movement against AI's physical footprint.
One thing to try if you use Cursor is to verify your agent's default model. Some users on Reddit have noticed that when you open a new AI agent in Cursor, it might default to using Grok, and it doesn't always display which model it's using like it used to.
So if you're relying on a specific model for your coding tasks, it's worth checking your agent settings to make sure you're getting the model you expect. It's a quick settings check that could save some confusion. The Reddit thread suggests this might be part of a broader test or rollout, so manually verifying your selected model is a good habit right now, especially before starting a complex coding session.
That's Compact Conversations for Saturday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.